This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, and we're talking today with Zara McDonald. She's the executive director of the Felidae Conservation Fund, which deals with cats, big cats. And we'll be speaking at the Laguna Environmental Center coming up on Saturday, September 14th. We'll talk about the details on that a little bit more. But right now, the title of your talk is Living with Mountain Lions, and I guess that's something most of us do without really knowing that we're doing it.
Yes. Mountain lions are an apex predator in our system, so a top trophic predator, essential to healthy ecosystems. And most people know very little to nothing about them. And so there is a sort of an ongoing fear-mongering that has built up over time around this largely unknown and misunderstood predator. And so one of our goals is to use data from our research and our education efforts focus on sort of realigning understandings around what the mountain lion is, how it fits into and around our lives, and the fact that we never need to see them to appreciate them.
And it is, in fact, fairly rare to see them, and a little bit disconcerting when it does happen.
Very rare. Very rare. I wouldn't say disconcerting. I think it's an enjoyable, actually a fascinating experience for those of us who have had that opportunity. Most of the time, I think if you go into it with the perspective that this cat has no interest in you, especially in interacting with you at all, and if it does, it's a very, very abnormal situation.
So how do they normally regard humans, best as you can tell?
They avoid us. They're very disinterested in us. There may be at times curiosity, but they usually go out of their way to avoid us, and our data shows in research projects that they will avoid areas of high human activity.
Which are becoming harder and harder to avoid.
Absolutely. That's one of the concerns we have with regard to mountain lions trying to persist at sort of the edge of urban fringe. And we're very lucky to have mountain lions in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're sort of striving to teach about how we can enable them to coexist and continue to thrive.
How many of them are still out here in the North Bay around us?
In the North Bay, we're not sure yet. We're just starting to get this research underway through remote camera monitoring, and in the future, we will be doing some GPS collaring, and so tracking them a little more closely, invasively, but for short periods of time to understand very specific behaviors and activities so that we can understand best how to enable their movements and sort of natural coexistence without conflict with humans.
As a species, are they doing okay?
We don't know. We know that in some areas they are. In parts of California, we're starting to see local extinction. So we're seeing some genetic issues and certain mutations that will eventually lead to local extinctions in certain areas if we are not paying attention.
How is it that what I call mountain lion is known by so many other names depending on where you are? It's the same critter, basically, but
yeah,
people call it different things.
Well, you know, that really tells you how many stories really exist in different regions where they persist. They have the largest terrestrial range of any mammal. And so they largely range from the tip of the Canadian Yukon down to the bottom of South America. Very adaptable animal, which has enabled them to persist through many years of persecution by humans. And South America, they have a number of different names, stories, lots of folklore around this animal. They have more names than any other mammal.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So as you're doing your presentation, and again, let me highlight the time and the date. This will be on Saturday, September 14th. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Heron Hall, the Environmental Center over at the Lugan Foundation on Occidental Road. Part of your presentation is some of the things we've talked about, a little bit of natural history. What else?
I will cover biology, ecology of the mountain lion. We'll look a little more closely at behavioral aspects we've learned through research. I'll talk about our education efforts, our K-12 programs. I will also talk about how to safely recreate in regions where the mountain lion lives.
All this coming up at 3 o'clock on Saturday, September 14th at the Laguna Foundation. More information available on their website. I'm Bruce Robinson for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.